Famous for their courtship dance, this bird is one of the largest North American migrants. It can be up to 4 feet tall, and its wingspan can reach almost 7 feet wide, a trait that enables this spectacular soaring bird to compete with the grace of many raptors. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we turn our heads for the Sandhill Crane. This is Bay Birds. The sandhill crane is an incredibly old species. They have been found in the fossil record as far back as 2.5 million years. This is more than 1.5 times older than the earliest fossils of other bird species living today. While their flight is rather impressive, with their ability to fly by using thermals or heat waves in the sky and remain in the air with little flapping, the mating dance of the sandhill crane is truly spectacular. Facing each other, the male and female leap into the air with their wings extended and then throw their feet forward. They bow to each other and then repeat the performance, all while uttering loud croaking calls. Take a listen. Birds that are in the midst of courting also run about with their wings outstretched and toss tufts of grass into the air. Sandhill cranes can be found near large freshwater marshes, prairie ponds, and marshy tundra during the summer, and on grain fields or prairies during migration and in the winter. Its range within the Pacific Flyway spans the distance from Siberia and Alaska to California's Central Valley. Once considered common breeders in the Western Mountains and common winter migrants in the Central Valley of California, their populations declined drastically in the early 1900s. Unregulated hunting and habitat loss were the primary causes of this sharp decline. By 1941, greater sandhill cranes became extinct in the state of Washington, and only about 150 to 200 pairs were believed to remain in Oregon. In California, the breeding population was believed to be less than 5 mating pairs. Fortunately, all populations of greater sandhill cranes have increased since this time, and as of the turn of the century, 465 mating pairs were found breeding in California. The Central Valley of California is of particular importance to these sandhill cranes since they seek out suitable agricultural fields and wetlands. And while breeding pairs have increased, the population that relies on the Central Valley remains low and is in great need of stronger conservation efforts, habitat restoration, and better land management. Audubon California's very own Working Lands program has formed important partnerships with Central Valley farmers and ranchers in efforts to address many of these needs and help protect and foster the fragile population of sandhill cranes. Are you interested in observing these graceful creatures for yourself? Lodi is the place to go. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is leading tours out there at the Woodbridge Ecological Reserve. You can find more information on their website. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.